And finally today, news from the artist known as Prince. This is a cut from his new album, Planet Earth, coming out later this month. The song is called Guitar. Get dirty at the club, yeah. A few weeks ago, Prince held an intimate concert here in Los Angeles with just a few hundred people. The price for a pair of tickets to sit in a love seat and watch the Purple One perform, $3,121. And this weekend in Britain, the Daily Mail newspaper will bundle the new Prince album with their Sunday edition. Total price for the paper and the album? Less than $3. That has infuriated record retailers.
If the public think that music has no value, they don't think anything about stealing it from downloads and digitally.
Paul Quirk is a record store owner and co-chairman of the British Entertainment Retailers Association.
They then come into a store and say, well, you know, $9.99 in pounds or $12 or whatever, isn't good value. We want it for free.
After making the deal with the Daily Mail, Prince's record label, Sony BMG, scrapped plans to release Planet Earth in Britain, figuring there would simply be no market for it. Prince is expected to collect anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million from the newspaper. British retailers will make zilch. Still, at Paul Quirk's store in London, there's no deep resentment against Prince.
I love the guy. The new single off the album, Guitar, is absolutely fantastic. And tomorrow, on Sunday, I'll be going out to buy a Mail on Sunday to listen to the new Prince album.
Paul Quirk, co-chairman of the British Entertainment Retailers, talking about Planet Earth, the new album by Prince, which will be available free on Sunday in Britain with the purchase of the Daily Mail. I love you, baby.